Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Tuesday edition. And for those who are watching on the video stream and we're about to unveil what the heck's going on here. Yep, it's something. Good morning, everyone. It is Wilde and Tausch, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, the ESPN app, Wisconsin On Demand, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, and live video streaming on the ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison YouTube channels. I am Jesse Nelson. I am the producer of this show, and for about an hour, I am the substitute fill-in host. I guess that makes me the cousin sub of the day, in addition to being the regular producer of the show. Cousin subs, we believe in better. Jason Wilde will be rejoining us in the 10 o'clock hour of today's show for the remainder.
Would it be rejoining or joining?
I guess he'll be joining. Here. He did join Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. So, I'll save all the explanation of what Jason is doing and what he's up to as much as he wants to share when he returns or joins, however you want to present that, I guess, at 10 o'clock. So, in the meantime, it is Tausch and I holding it down. And Tausch, what the heck are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm doing a show.
For those who are watching on the video stream on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels, Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed and Facebook page, you are on the video stream, but more prominently displayed is a steering wheel.
Well, yes, I'm. Here's the deal. It is going to be 82 degrees. What is today's date? The 29th of October.
It is the 29th of October, yes.
So I put my clubs away, right? I was going to be done. And then a buddy of mine calls me and said, hey, it's going to be mid-80s or low 80s next week. Tuesday, got a little deal. There's a charity component to it. And they said, well, what do you think? And I said, heck yeah, 82. So then I'm trying to figure out, all right, obviously, the clock works against you. We have a show from 9 till 12. So I'm thinking this could be fun. And then on top of that, I have a great partnership with Zimbrick Chevrolet, the name you can trust, in Sun Prairie. Great service, Chuck Ebbs. And I just got my new rig. I got a new rig, I don't know, probably 3 or 4, not that long ago. And I told them I could do a show in here. They said, well, why don't you do a show from there? So all of this stuff kind of added up. We have to tee off right at noon in order to finish because of the clock. So here we go. So I am parked near where I'm going to be playing golf, and I'm doing the show from the parking lot in my beautiful new Chevy Tahoe. That's what we're doing.
This is amazing. So if this adds an entire...
Does that give you a pretty good little synopsis?
It's great.
Of where I'm at?
And when I go sing...
I couldn't... And Jesse, for the record, I couldn't be more comfortable.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure.
I sit at the chair of the Everlight Solar Studio. I'll sit at my undisclosed location. We'll be at golf outings or different events. I'm going to say this. I don't think I have a more comfortable operation than the one where I'm sitting in my brand new Chevy Tahoe. I think this is probably my favorite. So we could do 5 hours today if you want. Obviously, I can't because I'm teeing off.
We literally
cannot do that. If it wasn't for the beautiful weather and the tee time, I'm so comfortable. I could sit here for 5 hours, and I will this weekend when I'm driving. But, yeah, this is where I'm at, and that's what I'm doing here today, Jesse Nelson. Does that give you a good summarization?
It adds an entire different aspect to the undisclosed location, because now you are not only in an undisclosed location, we know the location, or at least the vehicle in which you are broadcasting Correct. Today's show, but you are still at an undisclosed location. The only clue, I guess, we get is this beautiful foliage going on outside the window there, as we can see on the video stream. Again, join us on the video stream. It is a lot of fun. We had Josh and Heartland's headline featured yesterday on it. A lot of fun things we do on the video stream if you haven't checked us out yet on the Twitter feed, Facebook page, or the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels.
Yeah. I think I may move around too as the show goes.
Are you going to go in the back seat or are you going to drive around the parking
lot? No, I don't think I'll sit in the back. I'm going to drive around and give you different views of foliage because it's such a beautiful fall day. Here in June, and it feels like July. I mean, this could literally be a July day and nobody would know any different.
It was gorgeous this morning walking the dog around the neighborhood. Absolutely.
And by
fantastic.
The way, Jesse, look at stopped at Quick Trip.
There it is.
On the way.
We'll check that out. Got the coffee.
It's a pretty good little day.
In the top. What a day for old T. Playing golf on a beautiful day on October 29th, a balmy 70 something degrees. All right. So, a lot of speculation coming up this week. When Jason does join us in the 10 o'clock hour of the show, we will hear a lot of his commentary with head coach Matt LaFleur yesterday. Johnny Follow-Up and Johnny Butter-Up both making an appearance in the Monday press. So I don't know if you had a chance to check that out, Tausch, but we'll hear Jason's interactions.
What did he do? He was kissing up to LaFleur?
You're so great getting Malik Willis ready to go. I know you won't give yourself any credit, but what a job you did to make sure that he was all good. To go. And he got a good answer out of him, so it worked. His techniques do work. So we'll review the tape on those coming up a little bit later. What I do want to play for you here is maybe the news that's most pertinent of the morning for Packers fans, which comes from ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter, who appeared this morning on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. Evan Cohen, by the way, coming up at 9:30. I can't wait for him to join to hear you hosting the show from your car at a golf course. You know that's going to go over well. But Adam Schefter was on with the Unsportsmanlike crew this morning, and here is what Schefty had to say, speculating about whether or not Jordan Love will be good to return from his groin injury to play on Sunday for the big NFC North showdown between the Packers and the Lions at Lambeau Field.
He came out better in testing than I think everybody hoped he would. I believe he's going to play on Sunday. I believe he'll be out there. That injury was not significant enough to prevent him from playing what is going to be a huge key game that could help decide the NFC North. And again, I think they were fortunate that it wasn't worse. He is, they're being called day to day. But my guess today on Tuesday at 8:07 Eastern, my guess is Jordan Love will make it back and play.
It is now 10:07 Eastern for those playing at home. So that was 2 hours ago, Adam Schefter joining the Unsportsmanlike crew. Tausch, you hear that from Schefty. You'll hear Matt LaFleur say he's kind of upset about a potential leak about Jordan Love's injury status in the Packers organization yesterday. But beyond that, that seems like good news for Packers fans who want to see Jordan Love go toe-to-toe with the Lions on Sunday.
Some would say it's anti-jinx. Jair seems like his results came back pretty good. Evan Williams, it sounds like there's a good chance he might play. So I'll be waiting for an apology from you. Listen, man, I think Jordan Love is going to do everything in his power to play. If he can move and protect himself, and I don't know if it would matter. He's a competitor. He wants to be out there with his teammates any chance he can. But to act as if it's not a little sweeter because it's going to be the Detroit Lions, and I think most of us are starting to see that cream rising to the top. You can maybe put Philly and maybe Washington into that same equation. But as we sit here and the foliage turning and it's going to be Halloween, there's teams separating themselves. And I think Green Bay is one of the separators. And this is one of those tier separating games. You want to have home field. You want to have that one seed. And that pathway is going to be very important to beating the Detroit Lions. And I think everybody involved knows that. You know, the thing you have to worry about is don't push it and rush and get back. And then all of a sudden something more gets added on. And that's the thing with injuries. It's not always just that one part that is hurt. The overcompensation for other things, and then all of a sudden something else flares up and you can't be the player you want to be. If it is so that you sit out this week and you get the 20 days to rest and get back, and then you're going to be full tilt the rest of the way. Or if you grind through this, you know, there's no excuses. If you get out there and go play, and this is the thing that's really difficult from a player standpoint, you go out and play and you're hurt and you don't play well and you get all this criticism and everything else, that's part of the deal. So Jordan is going to do everything he can. I'm happy to hear that it's not significant, that the whatever the scan showed is he's got a fighting chance to play. Now, when he practices and everything else will be, we'll get a really good gauge. But I think you play this coy anyways. Malik Willis brings a whole different game plan, and practice time and minutes are scarce. Don't let Detroit or anyone else, and why I think LaFleur is irritated about that leak, he actually probably is saying that the best thing that could happen is that you say Jordan is in this place. He's playing chess here. I think he's faking like he's irritated about this leak, but he wants that leak out there. So then you have Malik practice on Wednesday. You want to have Detroit be thinking, I don't know who's playing, because you know Malik's – the game plan for Malik Willis can be a lot different. This isn't two guys playing the same exact way. You're going to have different wrinkles, and anytime you can force Detroit's hand into prepping for different guys, those are minutes that they can't focus on other stuff, and that's why coaches are so crazy about hiding injury stuff.
It is hard to have this very serious Packers conversation while as Jerry Odd in Canton, Ohio points out, your head looks so tiny behind the steering wheel.
What do you
because
mean?
Of the depth perception of this camera angle. Your head, it looks like, remember when you were out in California and looked like you were so tiny, like sitting behind the table with the camera?
Well, I couldn't be more focused. Like, I'm right above the steering wheel.
I think that was.
I don't, where else do you want me to put the
I don't
camera?
Know.
Like, I only have so many options.
I don't know.
Like, I could set it over on the. And this is the beautiful thing about these Chevy Tahoes. They got that big, beautiful screen with the Sirius XM and all the radio buttons you can hit. But if I put it there, you're going to get my right shoulder. This way, you're getting my mug. I think that's what you want.
It's your mug. It's just a tiny mug. Like behind.
I'll toy around with it and see if we can come up with something better. But yeah, this is where we're at.
The steering wheel in the front is just amazing. 844-770-3776 is the number to get to the show on the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line.
So the question is, Jesse, do you want Jordan Love at 60% or Malik Willis at 100 playing against Detroit?
Yeah, so your number was 80 yesterday, right? 80%
is the number I need him at. Yep.
So if Jordan Love walks up to Matt LaFleur on what day? Friday? And he says, Coach, I'm at 75%. Not guaranteed I'm going to get better than that by Sunday's kickoff. You're saying, all right, Jordan, take the week off. Then you get the bye. Rest up. We'll take you back for the Bears. We're going with Malik
this week.
No,
I'm not going to give him the week off. I want him in uniform, and I want him ready in case something happens to Malik. But if he's under, I want it at 80. If he's under 80%. And he can't move around the way he wants. And I don't care how insignificant this is. It was significant enough that he had to come out of the game. And you know he didn't want to come out of the game. And the fact that he knew that he had to come out of the game, this wasn't at halftime they evaluated him as like, Jordan, you can't do it. He pulled himself out because of the fact he couldn't move and do what he wanted. I don't want Jordan out there at 60, 65% limping around and not being able to move on. Part of his game is extending plays and – you know, bootlegs and all the stuff that has made him, you know, the player that he is. I want to see that. If that's not available, this sounds crazy, but 100% Malik Willis with what he can do, I think is going to give a really good challenge to the Detroit Lions too. So yes, 80% or better, send him out there, let him play. Under that, I think we give him a beat, go have a dinner, relax and get out and play, take the 20 days. And then you got an 8-game push to try. You can still get another game against Detroit. You're not going to be eliminated from that one seed if things don't go well on Sunday. But obviously, it is a monster game, and I totally get why he feels he's going to push hard to get out there and play.
You sure like sending Clark Kent to dinner. That's been your thing for the last week.
I did that on purpose, Jesse.
I understand what you're going for.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Evan Cohen coming up at 9:30. You can be squirrely with him. You don't have to take it out on me just because I said you were a jinx yesterday about how healthy the Packers were. 844-770-3776. Tausch, how much are you worried that sending Jordan Love out there against the Lions opens him up to potential injury, even if he's above 80%. Let's say he's at 90% and he is good to go on Sunday. Or is there still in the back of your mind watching that game the level of concern that he's not at 100 and you don't want to make it worse going into the bye and the back half of the season with all these primetime big games coming up?
I think you really have to look at this thing completely comprehensively, and that's a part of it. You obviously don't want him to have a big setback where he's going to miss games post-bye. The other thing is, how effective is he going to be able to be with whatever, wherever he's at health-wise? So I'm always going to say, if my starter is available and can play, I want him playing. But I do think you have to factor in where the bye is, how much time you can utilize to get better. If this was week 15 and there's no bye and it was, you know, crunch time, yeah, even if he's 60%, I probably am going to say, let's see it. And if he can't go, you can't go. But the timing of this does matter, in my opinion, and how you approach it is you have to look at it from a big picture standpoint too. It can't just be, boy, it's Detroit and this is a huge game. All true, but there's more to it. And the fact that there's now 17 weeks, the fact that there's another game on the docket, and I understand, well, we already lost to the Vikings in that divisional record, that's going to probably play a big part in tiebreakers. It's a monster game. And I hope Jordan's going to be 80% and better, and you feel good about putting him out there. But you do have to look at the big picture too, and that's why you don't just let the player and a coach make those determinations. You also have a general manager and the trainers and everybody else that looks at this thing more in a big picture way than just the coach and the player.
Plenty more conversation about Jordan Love's injury status and what will happen for the Packers coming up on Sunday. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur. Jason will join us again in the 10 o'clock hour coming up this morning as he's taking care of some stuff here in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll hear all about that a little bit later. Right now, we'll hear all about Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. What are you keeping these live reads like in your glove compartment or the center console? You're pulling these things out of, like, what's the plan here in the Tahoe today?
Well, what I was thinking about doing is just encrypting them with on my big screen in my Chevy Tahoe. But yeah, old school paper, baby. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella, the durability of materials that gets tested tens of thousands of times to ensure that they last for years to come. And Pella offers custom colors, innovative features like shades between the glass. And right now, celebrate the wonderful, sleek Gina Della's 60th birthday with 0 for 60. Put 0 down, 0 interest, and you get it all the way up to 60 months. Certain restrictions do apply. Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
I had the opportunity last night, Tausch, to host the Great Dane Huddle on ESPN Madison with Barry Alvarez. Alex Gravatt, host, was on vacation. And
I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people take a lot of vacation around this place.
Not you, though, hosting from the Tahoe.
Grinder. That's why I work.
I said something dumb, and Barry got after me about it.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
You'll hear it coming up after this. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Give him hell, turn the heads, gonna live life till we're dead.
Give me scars, give me pain, then the same me, same me, same me. There goes the fighter. Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch, for the time being. Jason will be rejoining. Or joining. I keep saying rejoining, like he's been.
Yeah,
here
you're a rejoined guy.
He will be joining
you're
us in the 10 o'clock
lucky
hour.
I'm not as big of a jerk as you, and always like correcting you and recorrecting you. You're lucky I just let those things slide.
I am very lucky. So last night, I was filling in hosting the Great Dane Huddle. Which, due to a Bucks conflict, will actually air tonight on ESPN Madison. Recorded show airing tonight on ESPN Madison.
I notice, Barry, Coach Alvarez is joining you a lot. It's almost like the name of that show should be changing.
It's starting to seem that way. Derek Engler was not with us. Alex Gravatt was not with us. It was me and the two UW Athletic Hall of Famers. Tarik Salah, the all-time sack leader, and Barry Alvarez. You are familiar with his work. So all season long, I set this up in this clip that I want to play for you because I know you'll enjoy this. All season long, I've been advocating that one of the things I wanted to see from the Badger football program this year was a signature win for Luke Fickell. I felt like that would go a long way in year two with him overseeing the program, understanding national championship contention, college football playoff contention might be a year or two out still, but a nice signature win to propel everything forward would be great to see. So that's been my stance throughout this season. I presented that concept to Barry Alvarez, and you'll hear how it goes here. I do occasionally host our ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day post-game show after Badgers games throughout this year. And one of the assertions that I've made throughout this season is, obviously you want the Badgers to be bowl eligible, you want to be competitive, you want to win every game if possible, but I really wanted to see one true signature win for Luke Fickell in his second season as the head coach of the program this year. To me, coming into the season, there were four games that presented that opportunity. Alabama at home, USC on the road, Penn State at home the other night, and the last remaining one is Oregon coming to Camp Randall Stadium in a couple of weeks. Iowa's a great game to go in, and that might feel like a signature win when it's all said and done on Saturday night in Iowa City. Minnesota, the day after Thanksgiving, is obviously going to be a big game in front of a national audience watching that afternoon. But is there something to a signature win? Is that a crazy assertion for me to make coming into this season, or what are the fair expectations for Luke Fickell looking for that signature win now or in a couple of years to come? Coach? he's laughing. He's laughing at me already.
Any win is a signature win.
There it is.
When you're coaching, every win is a signature win. Mm-hmm. So he's had some good wins.
For sure.
He has an opportunity to have some great wins. It's not one win get you over the hump. It's consistency. How do you play every week? You may play an Iowa or a Penn State team. Penn State, if they're the second or third best team in the country, if you beat them, great. If you play them tooth and nail to the end and you lose in overtime or you have a tough game with them, you're right there. That tells you some things, too, about where you are. And so don't be so anxious to decide whether one of these games makes the difference whether you are there or not.
Tausch, did I embarrass myself in front of Barry Alvarez by asking that question?
Actually, you didn't. And I can't believe what Barry is saying about consistency and playing the right way and beating Iowa and Minnesota. But come on. There are signature wins. Like there are some games are bigger wins than other games. And I think Barry, you know, the coach is always going to say it's about consistency, but you know, to act as if the win against UCLA in the Rose Bowl wasn't a signature win for Barry Alvarez, or the Tokyo Bowl against Michigan State, those were signature wins. I think his first season, what his point was, every game that year was. Well, this is not the same program that he took over. And you realize when you can beat the Ohio States and Michigans, those are signature wins for your program and your fans to let you know that you're here. We've had those. I've played in games. Us beating Ohio State in the Horseshoe in 1999 was a signature win for everybody involved. We don't go to another Rose Bowl. We have a nice little season where we have three or four losses and go play in a Citrus Bowl. It's not what we were there for. There are always going to be moments, and I think Luke Fickell just listened to his press conference yesterday. I think he realizes that you have to get over the hump. It's one thing to play close and to play a team into the fourth quarter and have these opportunities to win. But for as much as I'd love to crush you, and I was expecting this to be a lot worse, I kind of agree with you.
Whoa. You're choosing me over Barry Alvarez.
When it comes to signature wins, so I want you to roll this back because Evan Cohen, UW alum, I'll be fascinated to see if he joins our club on this.
Wow.
Because, yes, I'm joining you on this. For as much as I think you as a media member puts the stakes to go, like, you have to beat Oregon. And I think Barry is saying, well, if we don't beat Boise State, nobody really, you know, it doesn't matter. And that is true. But there's no doubt there's certain games are bigger and of more importance for your fans and for your own guys to believe we're here. Winning a game against Penn State last week, you don't think that would have given – it would have been a rocket ship to the confidence of the guys in that locker room. Now we got bloodied a little bit. Now it's Iowa, and everybody knows that's going to always be tough. So, yes, getting big wins is just as important for the fans, but from a player standpoint, you have to see success with all the work that you put in, and those signature wins are what get you that.
What I am optimistic about is that they've had second-half leads in two of those games, at USC and Penn State, obviously, over the weekend on Saturday night at Camp Randall. Like, they've had second-half leads. They've played...
I'm going to say this, Jesse. No doubt. We played so much better against Penn State than we did USC. Yes. USC, the second half, was just miserable. We got worn out. Penn State wore us out. And Penn State did a much better job up front. I really thought we'd handle our business better, and we didn't. And that's a tip of the cap to them. I knew that they had their defensive front seven was a big boy operation. A lot of those cats are going to be playing on Sundays. And we couldn't sustain enough. And then obviously you can't make a critical mistake like we did. And when you do that, you're going to get, as Barry would say, you're going to get your blank beat. Because that's what happens when you play good teams and you make critical mistakes at critical points. And that doesn't allow you to get a signature win like Saturday night would have been.
Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, UW-Madison alum, joins us next. Tausch, would you say that your trip when you joined the Johnson & Sons paving crew was a signature moment for you in your illustrious career?
Indeed it was. And for everybody that needs new pavement, get ready for spring and do it now. I'm looking out. It's like it's summertime out here, but it's time. Johnson & Sons paving, give them a call. Make sure no pavement hazards get worse over the winter. Potholes and crack curbs and drainage issues. If things are bad now, call Johnson & Sons Paving. Get it fixed. Schedule a free, no-obligation quote. Get a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement work needed by spotting fatigue cracking, standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement, or more. Don't scare away customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now. Save money later. JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com.
Jason Wilde back in the 10 o'clock hour. Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at Tito'sVodka.com.
Tausch, Jesse and Tausch for the time being. What are you laughing about already?
I just caught a good look at me. I kind of see what you're saying. Like the steering wheel is definitely hindering the camera angle.
Tausch live from an undisclosed golfing location in his Chevy Tahoe from Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie. I am in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. Jason Wilde is set to join us in the 10 o'clock hour of this morning's show. And joining us now, host of Unsportsmanlike weekday mornings 5 to 9 on ESPN Radio and wherever else you can find it, it is Evan Cohen. Evan, good morning. How are you, and have you ever considered doing a radio show live from the driver's seat of your car?
He's literally doing it right now. He's doing the show from his car.
Well, yeah, I've done guest hits. And I called into a show when I was hosting at ESPN West Palm because I was late because of a storm to a show because of it. I mean, what a disgrace. I mean, Tausch just sitting there, not going to a studio. I mean, it just shows the care and shows the effort or lack thereof. I mean, that's what you learn here. The Tausch is not committed to the program.
Oh, snap.
Is that really what it learns? Because I could easily, like Jesse, take a day off every week. Or I could say, you know what, it's going to be 82 degrees today. I could have taken off and just said, I'm going to golf at 10. But instead, I say, I'm going to golf at 12, and I'm going to drive up early, find a great spot with a great partner, Zimbrick Chevy in Sun Prairie, get a great tour of my new Chevy Tahoe, and do everything. And you're going to try to say that's a sign of me not being committed? Get out of here with that foolish talk.
Well, I mean, where are you? Is there a radio station nearby? Could you have gone to a radio station?
Of course there's not a radio station nearby. There's not, no.
He's in an undisclosed location, Evan.
Yeah, but the foliage, oh, gosh. This is nice. Or in that gated community you have up there where you have all those trees that's all tree-lined and, you know, not very many people can come up. I'm seeing it's just gorgeous, all that beautiful foliage.
I don't live in a gated community. The rest is true.
It's not what Canty said. It's not what Small said. But, yeah. All right, Evan, I got to play this audio, and I'm not going to tell you how I felt about this, but Barry Alvarez has been, and he has been joining the Great Dane Huddle for a while now. We don't know, you know, it's been great. He's given us a ton of great content. We're using his clips. And somehow Jesse ended up working last night, and he asked a question of the former coach, and I can't wait for you to hear this answer and see if you agree with him or with Jesse Nelson. Jesse, roll the tape.
So I edited it down a little bit. I took out my minute-long question. So this is Barry's response to me asking about a signature win that I don't think Luke Fickell has earned yet in his first 2 years at Wisconsin, and I'm asking Barry about the significance of a signature win.
Every win is a signature win. So he's had some good wins.
For sure.
He has an opportunity to have some great wins. It's not one win get you over the hump. It's consistency. How do you play every week? You may play an Iowa or a Penn State team. Penn State, if they're the second or third best team in the country, if you beat them, great. If you play them tooth and nail to the end and you lose in overtime or you have a tough game with them, you're right there. That tells you some things, too, about where you are. And so don't be so anxious to decide whether one of these games makes the difference whether you are there or not.
Are those birds chirping in the background behind your car, Tausch?
Yeah, it's beautiful here. Evan, do you think do you buy what Coach is saying, or are you agreeing with what Jesse said?
So I buy what he's saying from his perspective, right? I think the reason that he was a phenomenal coach is that somehow he was able to get all of his players, like yourself and others, to treat a money game, you know, like a nothing with nothing home game where you're paying a team to come in just to get their butts kicked, equal to that of Michigan, Ohio State, whatever. From his perspective, I think he's right. From our perspective as fans, we're looking to hang our hats on something. We're looking, if you don't have this, you know, if you're not the Chiefs and you're looking at some, you know, you're looking at some turning point moment, especially with a new coach who, let's be honest, Badger fans were not that familiar with in terms of the ins and outs, knew the name, didn't really know Coach Fickell the way that they do now. Yeah, I think they wanted to see that win, you know, at USC, right? They want to see a Penn State win. They want to see an Oregon win in a couple weeks. I think the fans and media want signature win. I think the great coaches somehow make each win equal.
Yeah, I agree with the consistency part of it, but coaches need signature wins too. If Ohio State's coach can't beat Michigan, he ain't going to be the coach. That you need to get those signature wins to get not only your fan base really jacked up, but also your own players. Your players have to believe and feel like they can beat Penn State and that they could beat Oregon. And so for as much as I thought when Jesse laid this out, I thought I would crush him. I actually agree on Jesse's part of it, because even from a coach's standpoint, you're always pushing consistency. That's what you need to do. But you also need to elevate and win those big games, find a way to do it, because that does elevate your program. And up to this point, we have not had that. And we've had a couple of opportunities. There's going to be another opportunity coming up here in 2 or 3 weeks of being able to get that. And all of a sudden then, it almost feels like things have been dammed up and you want to let it flow. You need that to kind of break through. And that's, I think, where I'm going to side with Jesse and not Coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, listen, if Wisconsin beats Oregon in a couple of weeks, that's your signature win, right? I mean, that's what we're talking, November 15th or whatever it is. Like, that's the one. That's the one where Coach, like, whatever people's grade is currently on Coach Fickell, it increases if they beat Oregon at home, right? But ultimately, you want to get to a point where you don't need signature wins because yep. you're already past that. And maybe that's part of what Coach Alvarez is saying. It's like,
I agree.
He was so good. He was so good for so long. The concept of a signature win is probably foreign to him because he probably literally doesn't remember it. It was so long ago.
It would have been, I think it had to have been the beating Michigan State to get to the, and then that Rose Bowl win. There are other games along the way.
The game that was in, that was where, like Japan or something?
Yeah.
That game?
Yep. That was a big one. So what do you think of this? What game do you think, and then we'll get to your text that you sent me at 4 a.m. or whatever it was. What do you think?
I have a lot to do. I'm waiting until I get to run this show.
This is my last one that I'm going to let you take over.
Okay, good.
More pressure, on this Wisconsin football program. Last week versus Penn State or this week down in Iowa City, a team that has bucked the curve of changing. They have stuck with what we've done over all these years. And down in Iowa, is there more pressure this weekend on this Badger football team than maybe there was last weekend?
Yes, for sure. Because you're playing Penn State when Penn State's a top five team in the country. Like, we're not there yet as a program. We're supposed to beat the programs, in our minds, that are kind of equal-ish to us, even though you can make the argument Iowa's been better. Like, I don't think there's any question. I understand there's a home versus road, but, I mean, I don't even think that's a debate, is it?
That's why I asked you. It's a big game. I think we all get jacked up for the big boys coming to town and giving a chance for us to put a stamp to get that signature win. But Iowa, Northwest, the teams that we elevated ourselves past, and then over the last 4 or 5 years, Iowa has beaten us. This is their chance to, I think, win 3 in a row for the first time in since like the 80s. So there's a lot at stake. This is going to be a big game. All right, Evan, what do you got for me?
All right, I got a bunch of things for you, Tausch. And, of course, listener will be in Tausch here at ESPN Wisconsin.
It's nice when a host does that, Jesse. Now that you're not producing, it'd be nice for you to jump in there and reset once in a while. But thank you, Evan.
I was literally about
Jesse
to until you threw it back to Evan.
Keep it down there. Alone, Mark Tauscher and Jesse Nelson, Evan Cohen with you on Sportsmanlike 5A to 9A on ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN2, ESPNU. Tausch, Brian Gutekunst, by all measures, you and I, at least in our eyes, we believe he's the best general manager in this sport. But my question for you, old boy, old T, is this. Is Brian Gutekunst better at saying goodbye to players or saying hello to players? Context behind that before you answer. Wow, did he get it right with Rodgers and Adams, and wow, did he get it right with McKinney and Jacobs, amongst others. Better at saying goodbye or better at saying hello?
What a great question. And I want to say my initial response was better at saying hello because of the players that he's added. Malik Willis couldn't play in Tennessee. Now we're having a legitimate argument. If Jordan Love isn't to a certain point health-wise, we feel great about Malik Willis beating the Detroit Lions, who most people have as the second best team in the entire league. And then you look at what he did with Xavier McKinney, and he brought in Preston Smith, and he's brought in all these good players. But the hardest thing to get right is when you trade or get rid of star players in your eyes. You want to do it a year early, not a year late. And I think Goody has done that when you start looking at all the players that he's let go. And obviously the high-profile guys, Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams. I think I'm going to go he's better at saying goodbye than he is at saying hello.
He's crushed both.
He's crushed both.
I know. That's the crazy thing. That's the absolute. More times than not, general managers in all sports they probably unintentionally have a specialty at one versus the other and not both. This guy, as you just said, has crushed both, which is unreal the way in which he's done this. Okay, that's the first question. Second question. Which tenure will go down as more successful by way of team success and individual success? Russell Wilson with the Broncos or Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. As a refresher, Russell Wilson, I believe, in his first year in Denver, won 4 or 5 games. In his second year, last year, in games he started, they were 7-8. He had 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Russ with Denver or Rodgers with New York, which one will be better?
So, as we sit here on October 29th, the Jets thing has been a disaster for a lot of reasons.
Yep.
But the reason I'm going to say the Denver Broncos and Russ is because of what Russ left behind. Russ left behind, I think, $95 million in dead cap space that the Broncos are going to have to maneuver. Now, Sean Payton has done a pretty good job of that. He's used to it with the Saints that their cap is always in purgatory. But both teams, none of these teams are going to be playoff teams. They're going to be even close to it. And when you look at it, the decider for me will be the fact that they had to release Russell Wilson and eat all of that money. Whereas when the Jets figure out what's going to happen at the end of this season, it will be, I don't think there's going to be the same monster cap hit because Rodgers gave back a bunch of money. I think that's going to be the decider. But both have been just brutal, and it's a fair question, but I'm going to say Denver.
Yeah, I would say that Rodgers' tenure is already worse. I got to be honest. I don't think the success that Russ had last year, while a disaster year, I don't think Rodgers will come close to that level of success this year. And I would make the argument.
At that point, who cares if you're going to end up being 7-10, or if you're going to be 5-12? Like, what do you care? Like, it's actually better to be 5-12.
I understand. Okay. I understand. I also could make the argument. I'm not kidding. If I were the Jets, if they lose Thursday night against the Texans, which it's more likely than not they will, I could make the argument to trade Devontae Adams immediately and to release Rodgers on Friday. I'm not kidding. Like, get him out of the building. It's that bad right now, and it's just embarrassing what's going on there. And I think it's been an utter disaster in New York. And I was very, very clear, Tausch, as you know, in which tenure of Russ that I stated, the Broncos tenure. Because coming off of last night, like the whole pack of Badgers, he was great last night. And Russell Wilson's tenure in Pittsburgh will easily be better than Rodgers' tenure in New York. He is the player and the teammate that I think the Jets had hoped Rodgers would be, no? So far.
Yeah, it's easy to say that now. He's been successful, Pittsburgh, but yeah, I can't argue with that. He's playing for $1 million. Now, do the Pittsburgh Steelers, if things go well, are they going to give Russell Wilson a big contract to stay? The answer is going to be no, they're not.
I don't think so, but you have to wonder. Or definitely rephrase. If you're a Badger fan and grad like I am and you are, and you're rooting for Russ like I am, you have to hope if they end up, you know, an 11-win team and they win a playoff game, you have to hope that Russ realizes, take 2 years, $40 million all in, and, you know, get another little payday, a big payday, but not $60 million a year, and call it a day after a couple of years with Pittsburgh and finish as a Steeler. Like, that organization is phenomenal, and I just think that you got to know better if you're him, if this is successful, than to chase money somewhere else. Easy for me to say.
Yeah, it's easy to say that, but you know Russ is going to want it. But he's going to want to keep playing, and if Pittsburgh is going to keep him, it's going to have to be on a low salary. And there are going to be some teams that try this approach. And we've heard that already. Say, you know what? Does it pay to pay Daniel Jones $45 million and be this mediocre when you go get Joe Flacco for $10 million?
God, no. My other thing I want to throw out there to you. You know, I picked the Bucs to win the championship this year, and there are a lot of signs that I'm going to be wrong.
You're going to be wrong.
Once again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we worried about them right now?
Tampa Bay?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, you said Bucks.
Oh, my God.
The Milwaukee
Bucks.
Why I thought you said Tampa. We're just talking football.
Why would I
ask you
about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I was surprised you picked the Buccaneers.
To get out of a car. Maybe.
No, it's not. Chase, I got a. I'm Evan. I'm not gonna lie to you. A hornet is like buzzing my ears and going in my earphone. So I'm chasing this hornet around as you're talking. But as far as the Charlotte Hornets are not gonna win a championship.
Nice.
By the way. That I feel good about.
Just
the
like
Milwaukee
the
Bucks.
Oh my God.
I think there's. There was this hope.
Hey, forget the Bucks. Forget the Bucks. Let's talk about this hornet for a second. You know, okay. What are you supposed to do with bees? Because like flies, you can swat away. You're not worried.
Yep.
A bee, I feel like
bees.
You're not supposed to. What are you supposed to do with the bees when they're attacking you?
Well, you're not supposed to. You don't want to kill bees because we all need honey, and what they do, pollinating stuff and making sure things are humming. They're such a big part of the ecosystem. I'm not sure hornets fit that same mold. Like hornets don't make honey, do they?
I don't know. I wouldn't even know the difference between a hornet and a bee.
Yeah, you would. Bees are a lot fatter. Hornets kind of got that little, it must be a hybrid of a bee. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think they make honey. And the whole point of the bee population, I know there's a big thing.
Wait a minute, Tausch. I'm not anti, you know, health and animal rights. I'm not saying that. I don't know that a bee would serve under the animal rights, but you get what I'm saying.
No, like, Peter would definitely.
If a bee is attacking me, I'm not going to feel bad if I kill it.
No, you
I'm
kill
sorry.
It.
Like,
yeah.
If somebody won't get on, I have to.
I agree. Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey,
you're not
going
to try to
right
kill
now.
This bee?
Yeah, I'm trying to kill it. It's a hornet. A bee I wouldn't really want to kill, but a hornet, yeah, I'm ready to kill a hornet. I can't catch this little son of a gun. He's slippery.
A quick Google search says, no, hornets do not make honey. While hornets consume nectar and plant juices, they do not convert it into honey like bees do. They use the nectar for energy.
Okay.
And Tausch.
Well, there you
Tausch,
go.
Thank you, Jesse. Yeah. Great addition.
It's
Tausch,
really good.
While we're
good
on draw. The hornet, do you think the Larry Johnson Grandmama commercial is a top five sports commercial of all time? Because that was great.
Oh.
I feel like not enough people talk about Larry Johnson
it
Grandmama.
It was a great commercial. Yeah, you have that. Obviously, Jordan with Spike Lee was goated. But Larry Johnson, totally underrated. Four-point play, big, strong dude. Loved his UNLV days. Yeah, I think a totally underrated player. I'd love to see how he'd play in today's NBA. He's an undersized but great athlete, jumped out the gym. But did he have the jumper to play as a stretch three or four now? Probably not. I don't know.
He'd probably be an undersized five, if you're thinking about it. It's a weird body type for today, right? But I was at that game when he hit the four-point shot for the Knicks against the Patriots.
Great.
One of the greatest sporting events I've ever been to in my entire life. But wait, so your first MJ commercial is the one like with Spike as Morris Blackmon and not the Be Like My Gatorade one? Really?
I just think it's got to be the shoes. That's more even than Be Like Mike. I know that's probably catchier. The shoe part of it was always Blackmon to me. That is.
I could make the argument that the Mars Blackmon commercial is the third best MJ commercial of all time, behind Be Like Mike, and when they had Mary J. sing Overjoyed, the Stevie Wonder song, in a Brand Jordan commercial with a bunch of guys. I don't even know if that's a top two for me, Mars Blackmon.
That's okay. That's the beauty of this country, Evan, is you get these choices. And that's the beauty of what we're doing.
To bring this
full circle, the Milwaukee Bucks could use a Larry Johnson in his prime type. We don't have enough athleticism. We keep getting smoked in the wings. We don't have it. And I don't know what Doc Rivers, I don't care who you put in that coaching seat, I don't know where that's coming from, because teams are going to out-athlete us and continue to do it. And I'm very nervous about your prediction on the Bucks.
The Tampa Bay Bucks? Where are you with that?
Well, their receivers are obviously beaten down. I love what Baker's done.
Yeah.
The question I have is, Todd Bowles, if you're getting 26 points from Baker Mayfield without Evans, you better have some defensive stops. You can't do that. This thing's over for them. Falcons win that division.
During the game, a hornet was chasing Baker Mayfield the whole time.
The Falcons are going to win their division. You're going to get two teams that's going to be Packers, Lions. Whoever wins that is going to end up as the one seed. And then you got the Eagles and the Commanders. And there is your playoff wrap. I don't know the West. I still think that San Fran is going to go, is going to figure it out and find a way to get that division with like a 10-7 record. That's what's going to happen in the next, I don't know, 2 months.
All right, I got one more for you. Okay, and it is Will being Tauscher here in Wisconsin, along with Mark Tauscher, Evan Cohen.
Thank you for jumping in and setting up.
Basically, with us in 5 minutes, you can listen on Wisconsin on Demand or the ESPN Wisconsin app, wherever you go. All right, anyway, or on the YouTube stream.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee, and Madison not available, or what are we doing here?
Yeah. Okay. All right. And Beaver Dam. Shout out to BD.
Yep. BD. So Dodge County. What up?
Jordan Love's season this year. It's been weird. Hurt twice. Big numbers at times. Big mistakes at other times. Team's still in a massive position to make a run here. How do we describe Jordan Love's season thus far?
Choppy. Very choppy to me.
More Hornet or more bee?
I think more bee. No, it's more bee because you get that sweet nectar in the form of touchdown passes, but you're also going to get stung with some interceptions.
Yeah.
So he's very much like a really good, productive bee, but you know, sometimes they're going to annoy you. But you love tasting that sweet, sweet nectar, and you have to take the good with the bad. That's where you're at with Jordan Love this season.
All right. Sounds good. I think we're done.
You done, Evan?
Am I done? I mean, I think I did a hell of a job here hosting
yeah,
this show.
Good,
it was a fantastic,
Evan. Yeah, done,
fantastic work. Someday you guys will get into the Mike Tomlin debate, but I guess today is not that day. I feel like
we were talking Hornets. Jesse, back off.
I understand. I just feel like when I listen
Alonzo
to
Alonzo Mourning. Who else was on that team? You had Alonzo.
Here we go.
Kendall
LJ.
Gill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kendall Gill.
Muggsy. Glenn Wright. Muggsy. Del Curry.
Oh, Del could shoot it now. Yep.
The late Bobby Phils, I believe, was on that team.
Maybe one of the more underrated uniform combos, too, with that white striped pinstripe with the teal. That was a good-looking uniform.
Remember, I think they had a guy, Kenny Gaddison, who was a backup power forward. Mike Jaminski may have had a couple
of Big G. Big G, yeah, he's a shot-blocking
forward. Vlade was obviously on the Hornets because the Kobe
Hey, Evan, one of the worst trades ever. Trade Vlade for Kobe? Come on. That was not a great trade.
You ever think about how weird it is that Vlade Divac openly smoked cigarettes at like halftime and pre and post as an NBA player? Isn't that weird? To think that you could have the stamina cigarettes.
You know what's weirder is Len Dawson lighting up a heater on the sideline next to a Toyota Corolla.
Oh boy. All right. This is where we call the Hornet talk. Tausch is getting robotic. Evan, thank you for the time. I think when we got to naming Charlotte Hornets, we were just about done. That'll do it. Oh, Evan's disconnected too. This whole thing is falling apart here on me. All right, it's Wildy and Tausch. That's Evan Cohen. He appears every week here on Wildy and Tausch Tuesdays at 9:30. You can hear him on Unsportsmanlike weekday morning starting at 5 a.m. on ESPN Wisconsin. We'll reconnect with Tausch. We'll get things all sorted out just in time for Jason Wildy to join us for the 10 o'clock hour for the remainder of the show. Straight ahead, stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I'm not afraid of getting old and I will escape from dying young. I see the light and go past my shoulder. I'm not afraid of getting older. I'm one less day from dying young.
Huh. I hear we still have one more segment left in the 9 o'clock hour. It's almost as if the host of the show doesn't really matter in terms of time management. So I watched a little bit of the program. There's no camera angle that doesn't have your gigantic steering wheel in the shot. That's just not an option.
If you want me to hold the camera, the iPad up the whole show, yes. Outside of that, I want to get the foliage in. I want remote because of my partnership with Zimbrick Chevy. I want to make sure you all see the car too.
It's beautiful.
So I get what you're saying.
I guess I was thinking maybe iPad in the corner against the windshield on the passenger side. We get a better view of the entire vehicle, still the foliage.
Yeah. All right.
Jesse, is it just me that he sounds like Megatron, or is that everyone that hears him as?
Everyone's hearing Megatron as a Decepticon. Yeah, the Hornets have decided they can't get to him in the car, so they're going to take out the radio waves for him instead. So, who could have seen something like this coming? Hi, Jason.
What did I miss? What did I miss? I caught some of it. And by the way, that's more than fine that both Tausch and Evan are giving Goody his flower. Deserves them. If you want to quibble with saying goodbye to people based on the lost season of 2022, you could have gotten a lot even more for Aaron Rodgers then. If you were that good at saying goodbye and trading him before the 22 season, coming off back-to-back MVPs. And I still think that the way things have played out for Davante Adams haven't been because Davante Adams was washed or sucks. He went to a team to team up with his college quarterback, and that failed. Then that team, even with your guy Aiden O'Connell playing some, that tanked. Then he gets traded to New York, and that clearly hasn't fixed things for him. So he has been good at both. There's no denying both. But I would say his hellos, Xavier McKinney has been transformative, and everyone except Bill Barnwell would say that Josh Jacobs has been fantastic.
We do power rankings later, I think Domofsky took a shot at Barnwell in the write-up he did for the power rankings this week. Can't wait to get to that.
Yeah, I don't think he's the only one who may have taken a shot at Barnwell. I may have as well. All right,
he was trying to say something, but I had him turned off because I thought he had left for the segment. But I don't know what he said. I just heard him in the background here.
All right, how do we make sure that he doesn't sound like Optimus Prime? That's my only question.
We can't. This is all up to him. He has no IT staff with him. He is simply in the car of the Tahoe, and he is on his own. He has trained his entire life for this three-hour show.
Yep. Give it another shot there.
You know what? I'll say this. Ditch the random channel surfing with your remote. Grab your phone. Open the ESPN app. Their new Where to Watch feature. It's a game changer. So many games going on. ESPN app is your answer for what channel, what app, or what stream. Get to know. Bucks tipping off. Where's that at? Boom, ESPN app. Need the channel for Sunday's Green and Gold game? Boom, ESPN app. The Where to Watch tab. Say goodbye, frustration, and hello to watching sports. Download the ESPN app from your app store and find the Where to Watch TV icon. Yeah.
Tausch is live from his...
Yeah.
That's kind of like sometimes Jordan Love, when we're interviewing him, doesn't like put a clear ending to an answer, and then we get a so yeah from him. So that was kind of like that. Tausch is live from somewhere in Wisconsin where the leaves are changing. He is behind the wheel.
Hornets are present.
Of his Zimbrick Chevy.
Why would anyone not want to live in Wisconsin? Like, legit. It's amazing.
Let's revisit that question in January when there's 2 feet of snow on the ground and it's minus 20 degrees. But totally agree with you right now. Breathtaking out there. It's going to be 80 degrees here in Green Bay again.
That's why I'm in my car. FYI.
You're in your car because it's 80 degrees?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Sounds great. We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour with our Pluber driver and Jesse and me. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.